Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Fionn Davenport back with me, the travel journalist and Lonely Planet author this week with the ultimate guide to...
The Causeway Coast, Kieran.
Antrim.
Yeah.
Never been north of Belfast.
How in all that is good and great in this world have you never been to the Antrim
Coast? Sure,
it's
so far away.
It's not.
It's Fionn, that's miles away.
3 hours from Dublin.
I don't live in Dublin. I live in Kilkenny. So, you know, you'd have to stop somewhere on the way. Where would we eat? Would we stop and, like, have to go to the toilet then if you drink too much? When you say, you know what? We'll just go to Wexford. It's easier.
then you're missing on the charms of Ballycastle.
You could focus in this slot for the next few weeks on so many aspects of the north. I've only ever been to Belfast and Derry.
Really?
Yeah, never been
so
anywhere
the bit
else.
In between both.
Yeah, and Derry, I was only there for a story for News Talk. So actually, I've been to Belfast. That's it. Nowhere
Sunday
else.
Times named Ballycastle, which is a seaside town on the eastern end of the Causeway Coast, as the best place to live in Northern Ireland.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's lovely. It's kind of, it's like postcard pretty, but also lived in. You know, like it's got life. It's not just for tourists, even though in the summertime it gets quite busy. It's got a lovely beach, Fairhead, Rathlin Island is just offshore, which you can visit for all the puffins and birds, etc. And the shops in the town, lots of independent shops, very nice pubs. They have their best sourdough bread at the Ursa Minor Bakehouse. So Morton's in the harbour is the chipper that, well, there's a few of them, but this one reckons that it's the best fish and chips in the world. I know.
These are bold claims.
Fight and talk. I agree. But it is excellent. Morton's is excellent. And there's McLister's, which is a really nice family-owned general store in Delhi. So that's just Ballycastle. And even if you were to base yourself... I mean, not necessarily, but you could. There is that much to do in the town. Look, not far from there, the Giant's Causeway, which is UNESCO World Heritage Site, world famous. Okay, so I was up there a couple of weeks ago. My wife had never been.
Right. I want to hear her reaction.
Her first reaction when you walk down. So you walk down the causeway, down, and you turn the corner. And her first is, oh, is that it? And the thing is it's of that Samuel Johnson, you know that Samuel Johnson quote, worth seeing, not worth going to see. Like if you're there, sure.
Yes.
But once
I didn't know that quote. That's a great quote.
Yeah. But once you clamber, see, because it's these basalt hexagonal rocks.
Yeah.
You know.
And what is it that's underwhelming? Because that she's not alone in that.
No, she's not.
So
of course not.
What is it that it's underwhelming? Is it that it doesn't cover that big an area?
They're not giants. Giant's Causeway, you think these massive rocks, and they're not. It's actually quite a small and slightly underwhelming experience.
Yeah.
But once you clamber above them and you can see all these hexagonal columns jutting out from the sea, you're like, okay, this is kind of cool. But as I said, worth seeing, not worth going to see. Like, I wouldn't travel the whole way up to the north. Thankfully.
But if you were in Ballycastle and you'd
never seen the Giant's Causeway. Absolutely. And I mentioned, so like just 25 minutes by ferry from Ballycastle is Rathlin Island, which is amazing. Now, this is worth making the effort for. So like it's paradise for bird watchers. Great for walking. There's the Westlight Seabird Centre where puffins, razorbills, guillemots, and they hatch there from May to late July. And then it's got this upside down lighthouse where like the light is at the base, not the top.
Why?
I don't know. Just cause. You can walk or cycle there. There's Robert the Bruce's cave, if you're into a bit of history.
Yeah.
And then not far from there, back on land, though, is the Carrickarede Bridge. Now, do you have a head for heights?
Yeah, I'm not bad with heights. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's a rope bridge. So it used to be, once upon a time, salmon fishermen used it as just a, like a little crossing to get to the island to go fishing. Now it's like one of the most popular things to do on the Causeway to Oz. So like it's like a rope bridge. It's fairly well protected. Like you're not in any danger, really. Yeah. But like it can sway in the wind quite a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
There's some beautiful castle ruins. There's Dunseverick Castle, Kinban Castle, but the centrepiece is Dunluce.
Yes.
So Dunluce, the ruins of Dunluce Castle were used in Game of Thrones. Lots of places in the north were used for Game of Thrones, like Ballantoy Harbour was the Iron Islands, I think it was, okay, in Game of Thrones. So you've got Dunluce, the ruins of Dunluce Castle. And again, it's like £4. You go in, you can go, but you can see it from the road and it's pretty dramatic.
Oh, sorry. I'm mixing it up. You know what I was thinking of? You know,
Kilkenny Castle.
Yeah, sorry, Kilkenny. Yeah. Well, that's what we should talk about. That's, I knew I was trying to get a segue to talk about. Get me back on
home ground.
Terra cognita.
Yeah.
No, you know, there's a kind of there's a big old country pile in the north, and they have like a hunting lodge way down at the end of the gate. It's basically perched on the cliffs just above. There's a train line underneath it.
Mussenden Temple.
Mussenden Temple. Yeah. That's what I was mixing it up with. Actually a ruin, isn't it?
It's a ruin. So, okay. So Mussenden Temple is at the far end, like towards Portadown. So
that's it. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
And it's beautiful. And you're absolutely right to point it out.
Yeah.
Because it is absolutely, like, downhill Strand is gorgeous. And all that area, so like McGilligan Point, so it's about like 45 minutes east of Derry.
Okay.
So it's on the kind of western end of the Causeway Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, so Dunluce, and then you've got Dunluce and Portrush. And Portrush is just there. And Portrush, obviously home to the Dunluce Lynx that's hosting the Open Championship this summer.
Yeah.
So they've just opened this, just there. Like, Portrush was always like this really Victorian seaside town going back to the middle of the 19th century. Had lots of caravan parks and nice hotels. Now it's got these one super fancy hotel called Dunluce Lodge, which overlooks the fourth fairway of the golf course.
Oh, lovely.
But isn't connected to the golf course. So, it's, you know, tee times aren't guaranteed. But, like, you can sit in your room and watch the golfers play the golf course. It is unbelievably elegant. And then there's another hotel which has opened, I think, just now in the middle of town called the Adelphi. And that's owned by the same people who own the Slieve Donard down by the other end.
Yes.
Anyway, but so you've got Portrush and...
Sorry, is there an entrance? Somebody's given out here about the entrance price to get to the Giant's Causeway.
So here's the thing. If you want to go to the visitor centre, it's whatever, a tenner. I mean, this is a National Trust monument.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay anything. You have to pay for parking if you want to park near there. Otherwise,
basically, it's the Cliffs of Moher. Pay for parking.
Yeah, pay for parking.
You can look at the cliffs all
you
want.
You can walk down to the Giant's Causeway without paying a penny. Or you could just park in Bushmills and get the bus or walk and, you know, whatever. But, like, look, yeah, it's a National Trust monument.
At the visitor centre, though, I mean, you're getting something in return for paying that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting the whole history of it, the geology, the folklore, so on and so forth.
You mentioned Bushmills.
Yeah, so Bushmills. Yeah, so Bushmills, again, actually just before Portrush, or just beyond it, sorry, as you're going west. Obviously known for its whiskey. It's the oldest extant distiller in Ireland, on the island of Ireland. So it's the oldest licensed whiskey distillery on earth. Older than any Scottish distillery.
No way.
Your face, Scotland. if you like distillery tours, this is kind of a good one. But the Bushmills Inn is great for food, but there's also the Designery, which has like local art and handmade gifts. Then if you can follow the old railway line and walk along it and it'll bring you to the Giant's Causeway. So, so Bushmills is, it's really nice.
Yeah.
I always have a mind, like, you've done one distillery tour, you've kind of done them all.
Yeah.
But, like, to be in the world's oldest, there's a nice cachet there.
There's a great line in The Wire where McNulty turns up to some event and he asks for a whiskey and he would famously drink Jameson straight out of the bottle a lot of the time in The Wire, and they produce a Bushmills and he drinks it and he goes, ugh, Protestant whiskey.
Yeah. So if you wanted to stay along the coast, I mentioned Ballycastle. So there's budget-friendly hotels in Ballintoy, or hostels rather, Portrush, Bushmills has one, which is also brilliant if you want to do walking, like access to trails and beaches. White Rock Beach, just by Portrush, is stunning. As is Port Stewart Strand, which is a National Trust beach.
Okay.
Yeah, believe it or not. So I mentioned Dunluce Lodge, which overlooks the golf course. That is like 5-star. The Adelphi is also 5-star. But the Bushmills Inn is more kind of 4-star, kind of old-fashioned and elegant. Port Rush also has the Elephant Rock Hotel. And then food. Food is amazing along the Causeway Coast. Yeah, really, really good. So Ballycastle has lots of independent makers and providers and lots of really good stuff. But just, so like, for example, like the Bothy Cafe near White Park Bay, that's really, really good. Market Square in Bushmills is excellent. There's really good burgers with like locally sourced beef. Tartine at the Distiller's Arms. Does really kind of elegant food. Now, I'm going to recommend this. So you've got the Chipper in Ballycastle. I think an equal match is Harry's Shack on Port Stewart Strand, which is, so I mentioned Port Stewart Strand is a National Trust protected beach. Harry's Shack is part of that National Trust protection. So it's the only National Trust chipper. But it's not just a chipper. It's a sit-down restaurant that'll do like amazing fish and chips, but it'll do like all kinds of seafood, like sublime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bushmills, don't go there anytime around July 4th. Scary, says one listener. Must be a lot of Americans in town or something.
Usually, it's
8 days. It's
eight days later.
8 days later that people warn you about going to certain places in the north. Not the 4th of July.
I think the Causeway Coast is fairly kind of, you know.
Connor in Limerick says, disagree on the Giant's Causeway, Fionn. Finally went a few years ago preparing to be underwhelmed.
And
but
he was whelmed.
Blown away.
Oh,
yeah,
blown
not overwhelmed.
He was whelmed.
But no, he was overwhelmed by the extent of the rock formations. Most people think the mound is the attraction. It's not. The entire place is made up of the same type of rock. So, so impressive. I didn't like Carrickaree though. Bit of a rope-a-dope.
Ew.
Says Connor in Limerick.
Boom, boom.
Somebody else points out that the Gobbins Bridge cliff walk is closed at the moment due to a rock wall.
So this is the maddest thing about
last
Gobbins.
Week.
They spent years.
Oh, sorry, I have to cut across you. That person has texted back in and said, meant to say, sorry, I did mean the 12th of July. they didn't mean the 4th. That makes more sense.
No, the Gobbins is brilliant, but it's been closed. It was closed for 2 years, but it's like these rock slides keep happening. So it's been reopened and everyone was like, yay, it's back open and it's really worth doing. And then it closed again.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
Closed, which is a shame. So I think they need to secure the rock face in some way. But anyway, look. Yeah, look, I mean, there's so much to do. I think it's a brilliant weekend destination.
All right, maybe I'll take you on it. North of Belfast for the first time in my life. I get a nosebleed.
Yeah.
Fionn Davenport, travel journalist, Lonely Planet author. Fionn will be back same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Hayley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.